This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I want the Second Amendment advocacy to be strong, but sometimes they seem to be their own worst enemy, and I don't even know if they see it. But my next guest, he has seen it. He's been involved in it. He has observed it. He's part of it in some cases, although he is not part of the lunatic fringe that we're going to be talking about. I don't know if we've ever had you on the show before, but joining me now from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox, brother of Chris Knox. Normally I have Chris, but tonight I got Jeff. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How we doing?
We are doing okay. Have you ever been on the show before? Have I never done that?
Okay. No,
when you, Chris, the next time you see me, you get to hit me with whatever yellow pages you want to.
So. All right. Well, we'll fix it tonight.
We'll fix it tonight.
Let's dig in.
Let's look at. Let's go back to the weirdness that was the aftermath of the Mandalay Bay shooting with the bump stocks, where for the first time ever, you know, when I used to work with Larry Pratt at Gun Owners of America, the one thing I would tell him is, what's great about you, Larry, is you're Johnny on the spot. You don't wait for the committee or the board to make it come up with the talking points. You just get out there with them. This time the NRA came out with talking points without consulting with anybody. Did that strike you as odd?
Yeah, very odd, because they've had a history of remaining quiet for a week or two, even while people are, you know, while the antis are piling up and dancing in the blood and you know, ranting and raving about the need for more gun control laws, and the NRA would remain silent, and then finally Wayne would come out and make some statement that was normally pretty tone deaf. But this time, boom, there's a letter hits. It's idiotic. It was absolutely outrageous. I couldn't believe that they said in the letter, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I paraphrase, the NRA believes like this that convert a semi-auto to function like a full auto should be more tightly regulated. What the heck? Where did they... You got a principle that
right.
You're supposed to be going by. And the principle is inanimate objects aren't the problem. People are the problem. And then you come out with a statement like this that says, but these inanimate objects that we don't happen to own, they should be tightly regulated.
Right.
What are they thinking?
There was a school of thought out there that said that they put that statement out because they knew that when they advocated the ATF look at it, that the ATF had looked at it three separate times, all during Obama's tenure, and said that they were legal. And there was this thought going on out there that it was to buy time to drive down the emotional heights.
I can buy into that. I would have been absolutely carefully okay with them saying, look, this is a terrible situation, and rather than Congress addressing this, we think that the ATF should take another look. I would have been okay with that, but saying we believe that these devices should be more tightly regulated, that crossed the line. You can't say that. You can't be the defender of the Second Amendment and say something like that. You can't give that away.
Yeah, that seemed. I didn't know what to think. I know that a lot of people in the new media, in the social media out there, they lost their mind over that. They were like, NRA is a turncoat, NRA is this, NRA is that. And you would approach them and say, well, what if they were just trying to buy? They didn't try to do that. And
really, in fairness, unfortunately, and this is maybe it's always been this way, but it's something that I'm seeing, I've become much more aware of, is that people have a tendency to be tribal, to be players. And if you're not on my team, then you're the enemy and you're on right. the other guy's team. And we do it with politics. We do it with issues like this that, look, the people who run the NRA, the Wayne LaPierre, Chris Cox, the board of directors, I honestly, absolutely, I have my differences with them, but my differences with them are strategic and tactical.
Right.
And to a degree philosophical, but they are not evil people trying to destroy our gun rights. They are not evil people, stringing along gun control as a way to keep the money rolling into the coffers of NRA. I will give you that I'm not happy with the amount of money that's rolling out of the coffers of NRA into the pockets of some of these people, and frequently disagree with some of the things they do and feel that some of it is tainted with that motivation.
Right.
But they are, overall, the NRA is, it's the 800-pound gorilla. It is our aircraft carrier, our USS Ronald Reagan, and we can't afford to just sink it because we're not happy about something that, you know, a petty officer or the captain did. When that happens, you change the captain. You don't sink the ship.
Right.
And
right.
At this point, I think that the leadership of NRA, that several people in the leadership of NRA are not on the right course with that they need to be. And it's time for a course correction. And if they can't get it back on course, then it's time to change the captain. And that's what I think. I've been asking for 2 or 3 years, if Wayne LaPierre were to resign or get hit by a bus tomorrow, who would be put in charge of NRA? Who would be your pick for executive vice president of the National Rifle Association? And I have never gotten a decent answer from anyone, whether it be a member of the board of directors, loud advocates out here in web world. I have never, and I don't have a good answer. And that's why I asked the question, not because I'm just quizzing other people.
Right.
I don't have a good answer. I don't have anyone in mind that I think would be an ideal executive vice president for NRA if Wayne LaPierre were to decide to retire. And,
I thought he had decided to retire.
Oh, I've not heard that. I've heard rumors that he was going to, but okay. If you've heard it,
I don't remember where I heard it from, but I mean, I heard it from somewhere, but I mean,
it's floated around a few times, and there was actually some speculation that he was going to get some sort of an appointment from the Trump administration but none of that happened. But you got to wonder, I mean, he's what, 65, 66 years like that, maybe 67. I think he's
that's not, that's not old. That old, Jeff. I know you're a young fellow, but that's not that old. Trust me.
No, well, I'm 57, 58 almost.
Well, you're my age, but you just look better. Listen, we're going into the first break. Can I get you to hold on for me?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You can find Firearms Coalition at www.neilknox.com. I just thought I'd put that out there. You'll find it. You'll find links out there. If you're listening via the podcast, it'll be there with it. If you're listening via live, it's neilknox.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Jeff Knox. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
My guest this evening from Firearm Coalition is Jeff Knox. He's brother of Chris Knox, son of Neil Knox. He has been on the, I guess you were like born into the Second Amendment advocacy, huh?
Absolutely, Bill. We've been in it since the beginning. Hey, before we dive, I want to point out our website is we've been having some problems with it. It's a bit out of date.
Right.
I do a whole lot more these days on Facebook. But where else I would like to point people is over to Ammoland.com. If they go to Ammoland and go to the very bottom of the page, there's a list of contributors. I'm usually there in the featured contributors.
Yes.
And click on that, and you can read articles that I've written for the past 10 years or more, especially a recent one that relates right back into what we've been talking about with NRA.
Right.
A past president of NRA released a statement that it was just outrageous, Bill.
Talking about Marion Hammer, you know, here's my question for you, Jeff. I mean, I know that she has been a president. I remember all the press she used to get because was she like the first president,
yeah, she was
female
the
president?
First female president of the National Rifle Association.
And I mean, she had her moment in the sun and everything, and she had her 15 minutes of fame. She still does whatever she's doing right now in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't come to any meetings, and yet she is getting out there, and she's writing things like she's a spokesperson for them.
Right. She serves on the executive council, as do all past presidents, but a lot of the past presidents don't seek re-election to the board of directors, and they only serve on the executive council,
right,
rather than taking up a director seat. Marion has chosen to continue running for the board and serving on the board, except that she hasn't, according to the secretary's office, she hasn't attended a meeting in the past 3 years, and possibly longer. The only people I think that can match that record are folks like Tom Selleck and Carl Malone, the celebrity types on the board who they're not really on the board to be on the board. They're on the board so that the NRA can say they're on the board, and so that they can be a rubber stamp for the powers that be at NRA. But she came out, and the thing that got me about this, she was warning about some sort of nefarious people trying to infiltrate the NRA board of directors by...
She made it sound like a military operation. Coup,
right.
Dissident, malcontent, agitator.
Right. And the thing about it is that there are only two people on the ballot this year who weren't nominated by the nominating committee. And one of those guys, I don't know him. I've never been able to find him or talk to him to find out who he is or what he stands for. But
right.
The other one, I found him last year. He was running for the board. I liked what he was doing. I liked what he had to say. So
we had dinner with him. We had dinner with him at the German place in Atlanta.
Right. Absolutely. For crying out loud, Bill, I didn't realize that was you. Okay.
And you gave me the ride back to the hotel. You and your buddy gave me the ride back. Who's the guy that you don't know about? Who's the guy you don't know about?
I really don't know. I would have to go look up the look on my list and find out what his name is.
Are you talking about Tim Knight? Because he was nominated by both.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Tim is a sitting director.
Right.
And and he's up for re-election, and I really like Tim, and you know, if you want to vote for him, okay, that would be a good thing, although I'm personally bullet voting for Adam Kraut this year.
Okay, I see that.
I think that candidate and the way NRA voting works is if you're voting for somebody up at the top of the list, like Ronnie Barrett is going to be the biggest vote getter this year, probably.
Right.
He usually is when he runs. He's a celebrity of sorts, and he does serve on. He actually attends meetings and does things. If you want to vote for somebody like that, that's fine because that's not going to make any difference. But when you get down to the cutoff line, because the way the voting works is whoever gets the most votes gets in, and finally they count down And so this guy got 100,000 votes and this guy got 101,000 votes, and that's the cutoff line. So this guy's in and the other guy's out. So if you're voting for the people who are probably down there around that cutoff line, a vote for one guy can bump the other guy out. And so you might be, if you've got three people that you like that are in that category, you might, your least favorite choice might win because you added a vote for him along with your most favorite choice. So I say just vote for the one that you like the most and hope for the best. Adam lost the 76th director position by about 60 votes at the NRA convention in Atlanta. And, that was a sad thing. But the guy who beat him is on the list this time. He's on the ballot this time because that's only a 1 year seat. And that's, John Cushman out of New York, who is really one of my least favorite NRA directors. And, I was really not only disappointed to not see Adam get on the board, but pretty disappointed to see John Cushman back on the board again. We've got this election. It's going to be coming. People are going to get their ballots in their box. And so Marion Hammer, I don't know if it was in response to an article that I wrote talking about the fixes that need to happen at NRA a couple of weeks ago, or if she's just because, but she rewrote history and claimed that in 1977, a group of great patriotic NRA members change the course before, of the NRA.
I tell you what, before you get too deep into that, we're coming up on the next break.
Okay.
Because I want to ask you one question about one person in particular that everybody seems to be, but we'll get into that, the 77. For some reason, she has something about 77 and 97. I'll let you expand upon that. Firearms Coalition, you can find them on Facebook. You can find all the stuff that Jeff Knox does. He is a featured writer at Ammoland.com. And does quite a few things at Ammoland.com, one of the more prolific, easy-to-read, clear-cut-to-the-point writers out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I hate it when the feed does that to me. My guest this evening is Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition, author at Ammo Land, and lifelong Second Amendment advocate who's been looking at it from the inside out and all that other good stuff. You were about to go into the 77 thing, which your dad was involved in. Please, if you can, this is a long segment, so go.
All right. Well, the history real quickly. 1975, 76, the NRA board of directors didn't like politics and they wanted to get away from politics. They were going to sell the headquarters building in Washington, D.C., move out to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and create the College of the Outdoors, an outdoor center and range and shooting facility and tree hugger heaven. It was kind of going to be like the Sierra Club with guns. It was going to be great. And guys like my dad said, wait, found out about it, said, hold up. No. You're our strongest voice in Washington. You can't abdicate that responsibility. And so dad and a group of others, John Wooters and several other prominent people, got together, made some plans, went to the NRA annual meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio that year, and as 1977, and they did pull a coup at the Cincinnati meetings. The members rose up on their hind legs and said, no, stop, you can't do this. Unfortunately, the lawyers also stood up and said, well, you can't go quite that far. So a lot of the things that they wanted to get done, they didn't get done in Cincinnati. But they made a really good start, and it changed the direction of the NRA, and we went on the offensive. Dad became the executive director of NRA ILA shortly thereafter. He started the counterattack. They call it the war on ATF. It was the counterattack against the BATF and the Gun Control Act of 1968. Dad's vision was to reform and at least fix some of the worst parts of the Gun Control Act. And that was one of the reasons he agreed to go to Washington and lead ILA. And that eventually his bill, that his dream was the McClure-Volkmer Firearms Owners Protection Act, that finally got passed in 1986, but they stuck the Hughes Amendment on it, which banned machine guns, future sale of any new machine guns.
Right.
And Wayne LaPierre promised us right after that happened, well, we almost pulled the plug on the bill because of that, but it's going to be NRA's number one priority going forward. Wayne was the head of ILA at that point. Dad had been fired a couple of years before. And because he was pissing off too many Republicans. But that was Wayne's promise in 1986 when FOPA was passed. And NRA has never, ever made any effort to repeal the 86 ban. So fast forward to 1996, actually. Marianne got her dates a little screwed up there in her article that she posted on AmmoLand. But in 1997, by that time, Dad was the first vice president of NRA. He was in line to become the president the following year. So after the 97 meeting, then at the 98 meeting, Dad would have become the president. He also, the majority of the board of directors supported Dad. Obviously, they had elected him to be the first vice president. But the president was Marianne Hammer, and Dad had supported her in moving up to that. As a matter of fact, Dad got her the job at Unified Sportsmen of Florida. Dad recruited her to the NRA Board of Directors, and Marianne basically stabbed him in the back and helped kick him off the board back in 83 or so. And interestingly, her stipend from NRA at Unified Sportsmen of Florida went up right after she did that. But I digress. In 1997, the NRA had bought the new building, which Dad supported that move, but was putting all kinds of money into it and was spending a whole lot of money, was using very aggressive fundraising tactics, and most importantly, was pouring cash into our PR company, Ackerman & McQueen. And Ackerman & McQueen had too much influence within the NRA, was making too much money off the NRA, and there was too much at stake. Dad and the majority of the board of directors told Wayne, look, we don't like where things are going with ACMAC. We want them gone. We want you to sever ties with this PR company. And if you know anything about corporate stuff, the PR company, big corporations don't keep a PR company for more than 2 or 3 years because they have the potential to infiltrate the company and do, you know, take it over basically. And that's what I believe Ackerman & McQueen was doing. And that's what Dad believed Ackerman & McQueen was doing in 96. And so the board told Wayne, sever ties, get somebody else, do it in-house. We don't want Ackerman & McQueen involved in the NRA anymore. So Wayne said, okay, I'll take care of it. And he hired a group called Mercury Group. And Mercury Group replaced Ackerman & McQueen at NRA as the PR company. And Mercury Group was a wholly owned subsidiary of Ackerman & McQueen. So all of the same people came back to the same desks doing the same jobs for Ackerman & McQueen, Mercury Group, at NRA, and the board was furious. The finance committee called an emergency meeting, and Marianne, being the president, she was able to attend the meeting, and she called it into executive session, so nobody could tell what happened in that meeting. It became a secret at that point. the rumors that came out of it were that the finance committee unanimously voted a resolution of no confidence in Wayne LaPierre because of those shenanigans. But then we moved to the big board meeting, and the winter board meeting, it happened in the early in the year in 1997, and the board was furious, and a lot of the board wanted to fire Wayne. Dad actually didn't want to fire Wayne, but he wanted Wayne to do what the board told him to, because he's the staff. They're supposed to work for the staff is supposed to work for the board of directors, not the other way around. And anyway, that didn't go well. Wayne held on. He managed to hold through it, and we got to the members meeting at the NRA convention in Seattle in 1997, and suddenly an unprecedented event happened. When they printed the roster of candidates for the 76th director, that's the one director that's elected for a one-year term at the annual meeting, Charlton Heston's name was on the ballot, and he was not a candidate for the board of directors. And that's the only people who are eligible to be on the ballot are candidates in the immediate preceding election. Those who didn't get elected, one of them gets to run for the 76th director seat. Well, the NRA lawyers said because someone wrote in Heston's name as a write-in candidate, that qualified him as a candidate for the board of directors. And they ran it. I am convinced to this day that it was completely illegal and wrong. But how are you going to go up against Moses? He was elected by a huge majority at the NRA meeting. Right. But then they did something else that was just really a surprise, and it shouldn't have been.
Let me get you to hold it there with Moses before we go into the surprise. We're going into the last break of the hour. This is fun. I'm enjoying this part of it. You can find Jeff Knox and the stuff that he does at Ammo Land. He's one of the featured writers there. You can also find them at Firearms Coalition at their Facebook page. And at some point, I'm sure the website will get fixed in. If I can talk him back into coming back here another time, you'll definitely hear him again. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Firearms Coalition and featured writer at Ammo Land is Jeff Knox. Born, it's like that Blade movie where they say, I was born a vampire. You were born a Second Amendment advocate.
Absolutely.
That's cool. There you go. I'm sorry I had to cut you off when we were talking about, were we at Charlton Heston by now? So let's
right.
Please continue on. Yeah.
Well, it's turning more into a lecture than an interview, and I apologize for that, but there's so much out there.
It's an oratory, and that's what I wanted, so please.
Well, Heston got elected to the 76th director position, a one-year term on the NRA Board of Directors, and in the Board of Directors meeting the next day, they nominated him for first vice president, directly head-to-head against Dad. We didn't see that coming. We just didn't imagine that they would, you know, put a rookie board member up against Dad, but they did. Heston won it by 4 votes and then immediately left the meeting, got on an airplane, a private jet that NRA apparently paid for, and flew back to L.A. where he went on a radio program and repeated at least 4 times, said AK-47 type rifles are inappropriate for private citizens to own. Thankfully,
get that ground running, right?
He got his script a little bit better over the passage of time. And by the way, Tony Makris was his personal PR agent, the same Tony Makris that runs Ackerman and McQueen for NRA, or NRA for Ackerman and McQueen.
Right.
The other thing that came out of that was now they had a slight majority on the board, and Wayne had full control over the magazine. In the coming years, they posted "Don't Vote For" advertisements, big full-page advertisements that said, "Support your winning team, don't vote for these guys." And they put a list of Dad and others who they, you know, claimed were right wing Looney Tunes, and got them purged off of the board.
Right.
And that, here's the interesting thing. Marion, in her screed that she put out there, insinuated, or she flat out said, that these people in 97 were trying to take over the NRA to raid the NRA coffers and use the money for themselves, that to personally enrich themselves. But here's the actual result. You had staff and a few board members mutinied against the majority of the board, and the end result was that just a couple of years later, Wayne's salary went from $250,000 a year to $400,000 a year to $600,000 a year to $800,000 a year. And then it held steady at about $860,000 or so. It came back a little bit after I raised a stink, and then it came back up. I believe that it's currently at $1.4 million a year that we're paying Wayne LaPierre. Marion Hammer has been getting $120,000 to $350,000 a year from the NRA, and all of the executive staff at NRA, their salaries are up in the $500,000 to $800,000 range.
Wow.
I think that that is downright criminal. It is a not-for-profit organization, and two or three top executives consume the entire amount of the record-breaking crowds that attend the NRA convention. 80,000 people. Guess what? Wayne and Chris, maybe Woody, the treasurer, consume all of the annual dues of all 80,000 of those NRA members. And I can't see it. And it's made me mad for a long time. But for her to accuse Dad of trying to raid NRA coffers for his own enrichment, and then what we actually see, the true result of Dad losing that fight,
right.
I think that that's an outrage, and I'm not going to stand by and let it happen. So I published a rebuttal to her foul screed, and that's on amoland.com, and it references, if you go to my article, it's called Are We Revising NRA History?
Yes.
And it links back to articles so you can read it, because I want people to read what she had to say. I want people to hear how crazy this past president, and God bless her, she did a lot, has done a lot for gun owners over the years, but somebody phrased it very well, that she's pro-gun but not pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I don't think she understands the core of the Second Amendment and the principles that it's based on, and instead it's a political game to her. But you got to go read what she wrote. And please read what I wrote in rebuttal. Read what Adam Kraut wrote. Adam has got some great bylaw.
Let's speak about that real quick before we run out of time. Now, I saw last year the Gun Collective put together a bunch of the social media tycoons, if you will, and they were in a room and they were doing their thing. And somebody said to make sure you vote for Adam Kraut. Now, I don't know how many people in the room were actually voting NRA members. Somebody just said that out loud. And magically, a guy purporting to be one of the secretaries of something of the NRA squashed...
Oh, it was John Fraser, the
okay.
Secretary of NRA.
Okay, so he says they're not allowed to talk about that.
Right, no politicking in the room.
Why?
Because they didn't want Adam to win.
That's the thing. What is it about Kraut? We got about 3 minutes left. So what is it about Kraut that is targeting? He was targeted then. He's being targeted by Marion Hammer now. What is it about him? I mean, he's sort of, I don't know. I don't think I'd telegraph every one of my intentions out there to bring up this unwanted attention he's getting. But what is it about him? He's just a young fellow that's trying to get in and do something.
Yeah, he's a young attorney.
Yeah.
Gun store, firearms enthusiast, YouTube sensation. He's a great guy. And I think they think that he works for me or something. and they don't like me. So I don't know. I don't know why they're so opposed to him. Maybe it was because he came so close to taking out one of their own at the thing last year. But I have heard, I haven't confirmed it yet, but I have heard that the NRA has canceled plans to allow that gun collective new media session to go on at the convention in Dallas. I heard that they put the nicks on it and said no. But we'll find out probably in the next few days. But
sure.
If they did that, it's an outrage. That brought in several hundred people who probably would not have attended the NRA convention were there specifically for that YouTube podcast get together thing. And it reaches YouTube and those and new media are reaching out to people that normally don't get reached.
Yeah.
And I think it's, and I think that NRA is crazy if they let this kind of petty nonsense get in the way of that fantastic outreach program. But what they'll probably do is replace it with Dana Lesh and Colleen Noir and say it's just as good. Which of course it's not.
One question for you before we go, why do they bother having elections if they're going to try to do this little Jedi mind trick where we do the election the way they want us to?
Right, and they just passed a new bylaw that took the number of qualified signatures, and I'll tell you, it's tough to get qualified voting member signatures. They moved it from 250, which was what the original number was set by Dad in 1977 when he proposed that bylaw, but they moved it up to attach it to the membership voting numbers, and so this year it was almost 700 signatures that you had to get. And if we ever manage to get more people to turn out and vote, less than 7% of NRA members vote in any given year. And if we ever manage to get 8 or 9%, that number is going to be 900, 1,000 signatures that you'll have to get. And that's borderline totally impossible.
And then they called them dissidents, didn't they? We're running out of time,
right.
Jeff.
So we're
Thank
dissidents.
You. Yeah, dissidents. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you responding so quick. We'll
Enjoy
do this again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
You betcha.
All right. Folks, that is it from me. I will be back week after next. You'll be hearing from me live on the air, but I will be in Las Vegas. Rob Morse will be taking care of you day to day. I will see you soon. This has been Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.